Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper addressed the media for 13 minutes yesterday to discuss the firing of head coach Frank Reich. Tepper spoke very little about Reich and instead focused on the entertainment improvements he has made to the stadium and Charlotte area. Tepper also noted that it was a unanimous decision in the building, the team to select Bryce Young at number one overall. The NFL released its 25 modern era semifinalists for enshrinement into the Hall of Fame, and it includes two former Carolina Panthers. Steve Smith Sr. returns to the list after being a semifinalist the last two seasons, and Julius Peppers made the list in his first year of eligibility. The 25 will be reduced to 15 finalists before voting takes place in January. Previously, Carolina has had three former players inducted: Reggie White, Kevin Green, and Sam Mills. Winthrop got 19 points from Alex Timmerman as they blew out Bob Jones University 90-49 last night at the Coliseum. In the win, senior Kelton Telford passed 1,000 points for his career. The Eagles are now 5-3 on the year. South Carolina stayed undefeated as they beat Notre Dame 65-53 in the ACC-SEC Challenge. Michi Johnson scored a career-high 29 points. Carolina is now 6-0. Clemson also remained undefeated as they went on the road to knock off 23rd-ranked Alabama 85-77 in the ACC-SEC Challenge. P.J. Hall had 21 points for Clemson, who is also 6-0. And finally, in high school basketball, Rock Hill's girls beat Northwestern 70-13, and on the boys' side, it was Northwestern 68, Rock Hill 61. With your Wednesday sports, I'm Chris Miller.